United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, are working with the police, Ministry of Justice and the judicial system to fast-track cases to decongest prisons and ensure continued access to justice for gender-based violent cases while also disinfecting prisons. Now, this is being done across the country, according to the world, to the UNDP. Now, joining us this morning to discuss this and more, I'm glad to have Mr. Ernest Yeboua, who is from the UNDP South Sudan A2J team, and we also have Major General Anthony Legge, who is the Director Public Relations of Public Relations Prison Services. You're all most welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Director General, good morning and good to... Major General Rada, sorry, good morning and good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome. Now, let's begin right away with this initiative that is to decongest prisons and also to de-infect the prison services. Just briefly, Ernest, can you tell us what this initiative is all about?
Thank you very much. You know, UNDP, one of our core vision is to help countries achieve simultaneous eradication of poverty and significant reduction of inequality and exclusion. And one of the program in UNDP is support to access to justice, security and human rights program. Uh-huh. And then the program contributes to strengthening the rule of law institutions, human rights, and creating the condition for people to experience peace and security in South Sudan so that people can go on their normal duties without fear and panic, and to also fulfill their societal roles. So this program works with the four main justice institutions, mm-hmm. that is Ministry of Justice, Constitutional Affairs, we have the Judiciary, we have the Prisons and Police, that is Interior Ministry. So with this COVID pandemic, you know, growing all over the world, mm-hmm. then we have to protect our justice institution and then the right bearers and the duty bearers, those who are going for services and those who are also providing services to the citizen. So we came out with this initiative driving under the two pillars of WHO, that is prevention of infectious disease and then the community engagement. So we had a lot of intervention that we rolled out, providing the hygiene and personal protection equipment to these four institutions. And mind you, we also work with South Sudan Human Rights Commission and then the Law Review Commission. So we extended our intervention to this justice institution so that the right bearers, mm-hmm. and then those who are providing the services and then the duty bearers, also those who are going for the services, can be protected,
right,
so that they can go on their normal duties.
Great. Now let's come to Major General, who is actually the Director Public Relations Officer in in the prisons. Now, can you just tell us what is the capacity of Juba Prison and now how many inmates is it keeping?
Well, thank you for hosting us in this very important program. Mm-hmm. I think the capacity is over 1,000, then above 1,000 in Juba Central Prison. When we compare with the other facilities across the country, mm-hmm. we have above 7,000 also.
And now with this program of decongesting the prisons, I mean, is it overcrowded at the moment, or how is it compared to the capacity of the prison and the inmates that are there?
Of course, it is a great challenge for the National Prison Service of South Sudan. Even before the pandemic, mm-hmm. across the world, the issue of the populated prisons, we are facing this situation. But still, as a response to these initiatives of making the prevention, of preventing the spread of this disease, this pandemic, we are trying our best within the facilities, putting in place the guidelines, the instructions, very important, needed for this prevention. Mm-hmm. So we are facing problems with the populated prisons, but we have many strategies. One of the strategies, of course, is for this congesting for the congesting the prisons. We have raised recommendations for the early releases to a particular category of prisoners to the judiciary, and still up to now we are waiting for the result to come out.
All right. Yeah. Well, that seems to be the time we have, but we'll continue after the news that will be coming right after now. The news is coming in 2 minutes' time, and after that, we'll be able to talk to you more, and we can get to know about this, whether this process has started already, how is this going to be carried out, who are some of the people who might benefit from all this. We'll get back after the news. Stay tuned. Remember, this is the Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. My name is Sebit William. As we continue this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show, the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, are working with the police, the prison, and the judiciary system, all to fast-track cases, to decongest prison, and ensuring continued access to justice also for gender-based violence cases all around the country. Earlier we started the conversation here before we went to the news, and we have our guest here with us in the studio is Major General Anthony Lege, who is the Director Public Relations Prison Service, and we also have with us in the studios NS Yeboah, who is from the UNDP South Sudan A2J team. And yes, welcome once again. It's good to have you. Continuing with our program earlier, you did mention about the initiative, Mr. Yeboah. You did mention about the UNDP initiative to decongest this prison and as well de-infect these prisons. Just tell us on the de-infection part, have you already started, or where are we right now?
Yeah, we've started a disinfecting exercise. And with this, UNDP provided about 4,500 liters of liquid soap, 750 liters of hand sanitizers, 2,235 face masks, 3,000 pairs of gloves, 500 liters of disinfecting liquid, and thermal guns. Mm-hmm. And then with this, we supported the justice institution with the spraying machine, with the suit, for disinfecting exercise. And we've started across the country, the six countries that UNDP we are present, the Access to Justice and the Rule of Law program that we are present there. That is Juba, Wau, Bo, Yambio, Torit, and Awel. We've started this exercise vigorously.
All right. Now, Major General Anthony, you said earlier the prisons were congested just even before the COVID-19 cases started all over the world. But now that you're trying to decongest, let's start with the Juba prison. Have you started already, or is still a process? And if it's still, what are the, you know, like criteria of someone to be at least released or released on bail? How does it work?
Well, at the leadership of the National Prison Service of South Sudan, upon the pandemic outbreak, we have done strategic planning, a quick guideline for National Prison Service of South Sudan, as instructions to the staff. And the beneficiaries, of course, will be the inmates and even the public, those who are in contact with the prisoners. As we are mandated by our legal framework that we have to manage our the prisons and operate the prisons, and to keep the welfare of inmates, mm-hmm. With the collaboration, of course, of the different stakeholders, including as a leading part the UNDP. The issue of congesting the prisons, as I have mentioned earlier, that we have one of them, we have to do the recommendations for the early releases, mm-hmm. and the early releases is according to the law and the regulation, the Prison Act 2011 and the regulation Prison Regulations 2016. It's not the early releases is not just for any person, but for those who are sentenced to imprisonment, mm-hmm. and at least they have stayed half or three quarters of the sentence. Mm-hmm. We cannot include those who are having compensations, those who are having fines, because you cannot just this one will be a contradiction to mm-hmm. the rights of the others. But when it is a matter of imprisonment, it is easy that they can be released.
Yes, and when it comes to the kind of crimes that one have committed, some people possibly have committed capital offenses and they're sentenced for, you know, years in prison. And if they've gone past, you know, like three quarter of, are they also eligible to be released, or you go for these petty crimes, like if you steal something or all that?
Of course, for the capital, even if they are at that range of the period, for those who are going to privilege from this opportunity, mm-hmm. I think they deserve also to be released. But once they have still compensation or they have fines, even though it's just something little, mm-hmm. You will not be included in this privilege.
Right.
But very important, some organizations, international and national, particularly the national bodies, like the First Lady of the country, she happened to pay some fines and to other prisoners according to the recommendation raised by the prison, and they were released.
Mm-hmm. And how many prisoners do you intend to release in the whole country during this decongestion?
Of course, this issue is depending on those who deserve. What I knew from the Director of Inmates Affairs, because this is the office whereby all the recommendations will be accumulated to his esteemed office from the different prisons in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The number is not big, because it is depending. It will not exceed 200.
Mm-hmm.
It is depending on the conditions for the early release.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Ernest, why is this important for the UNDP? Why are you involved in this particular issue of decongesting prisons and also de-infecting the prisons?
Thank you. Looking at the current situation that we are in, and as Major General mentioned, overcrowding in prison, and one of the things that we need to prevent is spreading of COVID within the mm-hmm. prison facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are able to decongest prisons, then the rate of the infection, that is the COVID, you know, that reduced. So that is very, very important to UNDP. Now, when you look at the decongestion of prisons, mm-hmm. it's very, very also important to us, because if you are in prison and let's say you are in a remand and you have been in remand for let's say 5 years and your case has not been heard,
mm-hmm.
that means we violated your right, that we need to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier on, we make sure that everybody move on freely without impeding on their human right. That is why we are interested in this exercise.
All right. Just before I let the two of you go, Major General Anthony, so far right now, how are you handling it before even the release of these people with the COVID-19? What precautions, what measures have been put in place for the prisons to be safe?
Yeah, thank you, Sabit, for this question. I think from the beginning, we have put a proper preparedness and response in our prisons.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have information packages done by the National Prison Service of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have another operational toolbox of COVID-19, which is a preparedness and response in places of detention by the ANMIS, provided mm-hmm. to us by the ANMIS. And also, in addition to our brothers in UNDP, they provided from the beginning posters, very important mm-hmm. for the communication of the prevention measures. Despite all the difficulties, the hygienic kits which were provided by the UNDP and other national and international agencies, if you go to the prison at the moment, you will get, we have water points, the washing, the not shaking of hands,
mm-hmm.
Wearing face mask.
Mm-hmm.
The other protocols needed, we are doing our best.
Great.
And the social distancing.
All right.
Despite the crowdedness of the prisons, we are trying our best that they should follow the prisoners inside. They should follow the issue of social distancing, despite the places is small for them, for their movement inside.
All right.
There are many strategies we have done, and others even limitation of the operations and the movement of prisoners within the prison and outside some activities. We were doing some activities, mm-hmm. even if you can realize last time we were helping in the cleaning of the town, mm-hmm. of the capital. So we have stopped this thing because of the external contact. And even we are implementing these measures even to the personnel themselves from when coming and going out from the prisons. The disinfection of the places is very important, and we have to thank the UNDP for supporting us across the country. And we have that idea of disinfecting the prisons, mm-hmm. and even when there are no any case of COVID within our prisons is very important, and after that also it is very important to disinfect the prisons.
Yes, and that's places. What I wanted to ask. Have there been no case whatsoever reported so far in the prisons?
We have to thank God for that. Up to now we don't have any information because we have a continuous monitoring of our facilities, and we developed this one as a strategy to monitor the status of the COVID within our facilities across the country.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Ernest, what would be your final remarks?
UNDP will continue to support our justice institution to limit the spread of COVID-19. It happens to itself in the prison facility, and the interventions that we have been able to put in place, we'll continue monitoring it, and we'll also support the justice institution to make sure that they are protected and they render the services that the citizens need in order to go on their daily activity freely without fear and panic.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ernest, for coming to Mirage Studios. And Major General, your final message out there.
Yeah, thank you, Sebit. I have to thank UNDP in particular and the other organizations for supporting prison service. And it is a good privilege that we have to learn from this pandemic, that we have to develop a new culture, mm-hmm. of hygienic situation in our facilities. Even though this pandemic goes from the country, mm-hmm. I think we should follow hygienic procedures properly in our facilities, and we have a new culture now in our facilities in future.
All right, thank you so much, Major General Anthony Lege, for coming to Mirai Studios. Thank you so much, Mr. Ernest Yebua. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you,
sir.